Your name is powerful. That's why we come and praise your name, because there is life in your name. Help us to meditate in the meaning of your name. Help us receive the blessings through your name. Speak in us. Speak through us. Speak in spite of us. May your word be heard. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Sermon this morning, entitled, Boast in the Power of the Cross. Boast in the Power of the Cross. It was Constantine, one of the first emperors of Rome, who professed to be a Christian. And he promoted and emphasized the use of the cross as a symbol. According to the records about the accomplishment of Constantine, the emperor of Rome, on the eve of the Battle of Belvian's Bridge, that's when Constantine became the supremacy over the West, 1312-1313 AD. As he was preparing his army to march to the West, he looked up and he saw the cross of light in the sky with the words, "You can conquer by this sign." Constantine adopted the cross as a sign, as an emblem, and he used it as a sign, a symbol for his mighty army. For him, he conquered the West because of the power of the cross, brought him victory. But that was not so with the rest of the Roman Empire. They look at the cross as a symbol of shame, as a symbol of disgraceful embarrassment. The cross was used as an instrument to execute prisoner condemned under the law. So the cross was something shameful. But according to the Christians, the cross is the sign of the act of victorious of God. Victorious act of God to destroy, to defeat the claim of the devil and restore the broken relationship of the human family with God. Not only is an act of the victorious, but it's an act of the humility of God. He took upon him the form of a man, became a servant, lower himself a little lower than angel. He died on the cross. The shame became the power of God to restore our relationship with God and bring us hope. When the apostle Paul wrote to the church of Corinthians, he wrote to them, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, "For the message of the cross is a foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are believing, but to us who are saved, is the power of God." My family, this morning, when Paul wrote to the church of Corinthians, he was trying to appeal to them, try to respond to them according to the issue that cause division in the church. Do you know what happened at the church at Corinthians? The problems of the church of Corinthians, they were discriminately boast about the intelligence, about the wisdom, and about the influence of their leaders. They boast about the spiritual knowing and the spiritual learning of the leaders. You may know that the Christian at Corinthians church, they were influenced by the philosophy of the Greeks. They were fantasized about wisdom and knowledge, reason and logic. They believe that's how God revealed himself, when we have the understanding. We have the language to explain deep things and deep thoughts. They were gravitated with the teachers and leaders who expressed themselves with great wisdom. When the message of the cross comes to them, the Greek philosopher said, who would be in a right mind believe in such a message? It's an insult to the intellect. How can you worship someone claimed to be God, hang on the cross, condemned under the law? To the Greeks, the message of the cross is the foolishness of the intellect. There were some Jewish descendants in the church of Corinthians. They boast about their spiritual knowing of the scripture. When the message of the crucified Messiah came to them, it was a stumbling block. You know why? The Jewish believed, how good a Messiah, a mighty warrior, anticipate to come, be killed under the law, crucified on the cross, condemned by God. How could that be? The problems of the Christians at Corinthians, they were boasting about their human knowledge to explain deep thoughts. They prided themselves about their knowing of the scripture. Paul wrote to them, the message of the cross is a power of God to heal, to save those who believe, but perished those who don't believe. Could it be, my friend, this morning, could it be the problem that faced the Corinthians is the same problems that faced all the churches and faith, and the same problems that we wrestle with, the problem that we fantasize those who have deep knowledge to explain the scripture, those who comes with logic and reasons? We want someone who has manifest sign and power of God. Could it be we stereotype and we lose touch of the simplicity of the power of the cross? Could it be? According to the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, I will read it for us, 18. For the message of the cross is the foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, verse 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent, I will frustrate. Verse 20, where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? That's the problems with the church of Corinthians. They prided themselves with spiritual pride of knowing. Prided themselves with great wisdom and knowledge. Knowing that's the only way that they would know God. Some people perish because, die because they pride themselves looking at the simplicity of the message of the cross as foolishness. You may remember the experience of Judas, the disciples of Jesus. Being with Jesus 3 years, walk with Jesus, talk with Jesus. But when he faced the message of the cross, it was a stumbling block for Judah. Did you know he went back and returned the 30 pieces of silver that he betrayed Jesus? And he said, I betrayed the innocent. He confessed that Jesus was innocent, but he did not admit that Jesus was the Messiah. People perished because they could not accept the simplicity, the power, the message of the cross. The one who died, crucified for us. John Ferment, a rector of the Grace Episcopal Church in Madison, Wisconsin, told a humorous experience at his church. It was an elderly woman, never been married, beautiful woman, but she died. And she wrote a note to the pastor, giving instructions of how her funeral service should be arranged. And she wrote, quote, no male ball bearer. She continued, no male ball bearer, because they wouldn't take me out while I was alive. I don't want them to take me out when I'm dead. According to the pastor, the beautiful woman stay unmarried for the rest of her life. She believed in the foolishness that no man would take her out. Could it be, my friends, this morning, the simplicity of the message of the cross can be something foolishness to some of us who brought it with our intellectual learning. Cause a drifting in our spiritual walk that we're not able to connect to the one who died on the cross. Could it be? When Paul appealed to the Corinthians with the message of the cross, it was a solution to the problems, the spiritual problems of the church. In verse 31, 1 Corinthians verse 31, therefore, as it is written, let him who boast in the Lord. If you want to boast in the message of the cross. Boast in the Lord. I would like to ask a question. How shall we boast in the Lord? How shall we boast in the cross of Jesus Christ? If you look at verse 26, I will read it for us. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by the human standard. Not many of you were influential. Not many were of noble birth. Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians, my brothers and sisters in the church, think of where you had been. Think of your first encounter with the Lord. Think of where you were and what you have become because of the power of the cross. When we boast about your humble experience, your humble encounter when God first called you. Do you know everywhere Paul went, he never forget how the humble experience of how God called him. You remember the story. He was on the road of Damascus, breathing violence, dangerous, murderous. He was there to destroy the people of God. But God called him, struck him. He was blinded by the glory of God. He humbled him. He became the great vessels of the gospel. When we boast, not with our intellectual achievements, not with our material influence, not with our spiritual knowing. Boast. Remember where God calls you at the very beginning. I remember I grew up in the island. I was raised in a strict Adventist family. My father was a strict Adventist father. He ordered us to reach the scripture. He ordered us to sit in the church. He ordered us to sing. I was afraid of the church. But he was very sincere. I received my call to be in the ministry when I was 14, but I was afraid to talk about it. At one point, my father started another church in another village. He was community leader. If the gospel get the community leaders, everyone's supposed to be Christians. I did not go with him. But the discipline of worship in the morning, in the evening, midnight prayer meetings, I trembly dragged myself in the fear of my father. I was afraid when I received the call. I had the opportunity to come to Loma Linda. I was looking forward to take the MCAT, get into medical school. But there was a burden in my heart about the ministry I never talked about. So we went to Africa to student missionary. Somehow, some ways, our group unanimously agreed that I would be the spokesperson of the group. All throughout there, I preached under the trees. Simplicity. I feel the burning of the calling of God, but I turned it down. I was afraid of the church. On our way back, we went through London Airport, tight security. About twice, cops were all around me, took me in the room. I was suspicious to be a terrorist. But thanks for the professor, she came out and rescued me twice, told her he was just an island boy. We came to La Sierra. I was wrestling with the idea, shall I pursue preparing to the medical school? But there was a burden in my heart. I asked God, if what you put in my heart is real, I need a physical sign. Just before the registrations, I received a package. I still have the package. From the Australasian divisions, bold type with my name is on the top. Congratulations, Ulysses, for your decision to be in the ministry. I was afraid to death. I asked for a sign. How could I turn down when God called you? Why did I tell you the story? When we boast, boast in the very experience how God reached out and changed your life because of the message of the cross. Each one of us has a story. As we tell the story, we can connect back to the power of the cross that first brought us where we are. Paul said, remember where you were being. Boast about the power of the cross in your life. Not only we need to boast about what God has done in our lives, but in look at verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, 28, 29. I will read it for us. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. When we boast, boast about the purpose of God in your life. Boast what God has for you in your lives. He will use you and me as a mighty tool to shame those who boast in their intellectual achievements. All because you are justified about the power of the cross. What is the purpose of God in your life? And how do I know the purpose of God in my life? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, offer yourself your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Verse 2, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve the will of God for you. He is good, pleasing, and perfect. To know the purpose of God in your life, fully submit yourself to God as a living sacrifice. Let your life speak about the simplicity of the message of the cross. And you will know the purpose of God in your life. Paul discovered the purpose of God in his life. Look at chapter 3, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants, though whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. Verse 6, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God what? But God make it grow. When we boast, boast of what God has called you to do. We arrive where we are, it's because of the simplicity of the message of the cross. The one who died on the cross, humbled himself, became one of us to bring us back to the glories of God. Boast in the purpose of God in your life. When we boast, Paul pointed out in chapter 1, verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, 3 and 4. I read it for us. For I resolved to know nothing else while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I come to you with weakness and fear, with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstrations of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. When we boast of your decision to get to know Him more, symbol, get to know Him when we boast. We are living in a very busy society. Paul said, I come to the solution to know nothing else but Christ and Him crucified. Let Him be the first, the priority. Let's make time that He will minister and bless us when we boast. Boast about the power of the cross that Christ will transcend in us. HMS Ridgett